One of the Christian programs, you may know me as Mr. Evan. Today I'm here to give you a testimony about not only just my background of how I come to know the Lord, but also what he's been currently been teaching me about through a little ministry called ABC Club. I was born in San Jose. My parents met in college, where my father grew up Jewish and my mother grew up in a non-religion household. They did not come to know the Lord until after marriage, but praise God that they did. Growing up, they tried their best to figure out not only their own Christian walk, but also while trying to raise me and my three other siblings. They did everything that a normal Christian family would do in the 90s, go to church on Sunday, have the kids watch only VeggieTales, attend Awana programs, and of course, we were all homeschooled family. Although I think the most important thing that was missing growing up was just a consistent reading of the Word, an important cornerstone for a family. Though my dad did teach me the importance of Christ and that one day I'll have to make a decision whether to accept him into my life. It wasn't until I was 12 at a Christian camp when it came to the realization that my sin separated me from God and I needed to ask for his forgiveness and accept his grace for taking on the punishment for my sins. That night, I prayed for Jesus to forgive me of my sins, and I accepted Christ that night. Growing up after that, I was heavily involved, volunteering with kids' ministries, youth group Bible studies. It wasn't until high school, though, when I started to have doubts about whether God's goodness was for me. The pressures of choosing a major, school, what I was going to do with my life after, had me questioning God's best for me and giving me a weakened faith. I started to start going my own way, thinking that whatever priorities I had was better than what God had for me. Though it wasn't until sophomore year of college that I realized that God did truly love me. My parents had made the decision to move to Palm Springs, and as a recent high school grad who couldn't afford to live on his own, had to go with. I left everything that was in my old life in Brentwood and started a new life somewhere else. While in Palm Springs, I did everything I could to leave. And though I got my ticket out through San Jose State, I felt empty and lonely, knowing that in my heart, I just wanted to leave Palm Springs and go back to something that I was familiar with. I started school feeling depressed, just even though I got what I wanted, which was just to go back to something familiar. Though through God's grace, a friend from counseling at Camp Koinonia had reached out, and although I didn't know Sung all that well, I felt compelled to tell him what was just going on and what I was feeling, and that I had started to just doubt God's goodness and did not think that he had what was best for me. Sung was understanding, and we started to go through the gospel outline, and there I truly started to understand what it meant to be a follower of Christ. And what I was actually missing in my life was submission to him as my Lord and Savior. When I decided to go my own way, it did not turn out as I expected, but after going through the gospel outline, I had a new understanding of my faith and recommitted my life to Christ. From there, I had my ups and downs, but I learned a lot in my new faith. I got the chance to do core group, went through level one of the summer training program, or now it's called STEP, and took advantage of the many classes that Hillview offered. I grew a lot in my faith during those years and in SaltWorks, and I was thinking about what I was going to do after. SaltWorks offered a lot of opportunities to serve and grow, and I didn't want to stop serving and growing. I signed up to be a Sunday school teacher, an usher for Sunday mornings, and volunteer for summer activities like Koinonia and VBS. I thought that this would be my ministry after SaltWorks, and I thought that I had everything set, but the Lord had one thing for me to do. God sent Dave Westwood, an elder, so I couldn't say no, but he asked if I would be part of helping out with ABC Club. At the time, I was a little hesitant because I wasn't familiar with that age group, 3 to 5 year olds. But after some prayer, I felt God was calling me for this, and so I started to help. My first year of ABC Club, the team was Abby Epps and Hannah Lavering and I. We had 13 kids ranging between ages 3 and 5, and they were rambunctious, and just getting through the night felt almost impossible to keep good timing. Every Wednesday night felt like a battle to get through the verses and activities and the other things we had planned that night. One night, though, after a rough ABC Club meeting, I started to think about how long I would be working in this ministry. I figured maybe another 2 to 3 more years of helping and move on to something I'm a little more familiar with, like Boys Club. But the Lord put on my mind the parable of the 3 servants in Matthew 25. I saw myself in the position of the 3rd servant, where I asked myself, what was I going to do with my single coin? The Lord had given me this opportunity to work not only this club, but to improve it as well. For the rest of the year, I took down notes on issues that we're experiencing and started to brainstorm ideas on how we could improve ABC Club. One of them was just letting them run outside, and that seemed to have been a staple in keeping the club running smoothly, just to get all the kids' energies out. Another part where God started to change my attitude was just how important it was that these kids should know Him. There was this 3-year-old who said 20 verses with few mistakes, and I was shocked and surprised at how well she did for such a young age. And I came to realize just how important ABC Club was to these little ones. I no longer thought that it was just babysitting on Wednesday nights, but an opportunity for these kids to come to know the Lord through these verses. I saw that this was the prime opportunity to build the foundation of the Lord's love for them at this young age. ABC Club isn't perfect. We still have our rough patches and hard days. Sometimes talking to a 3-year-old feels like negotiating with a terrorist. But the Lord has opened my heart to these kids. Matthew 19:14 says, "But Jesus said, 'Let the children alone and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" The Lord has not only changed my perspective that His ways are good, but also the importance of a young child growing up and learning about Him. In the beginning, ABC Club was rough, but God had shown me that the love He has for these kids, and at this age, they understand the basics of what Christ has done for them. I hope one day that God will use the work at ABC Club to help those kids make a decision to follow Christ and make Him Lord and Savior over their lives, just as I have made in mine. Thank you.